Welcome to the big city. I moved to St. Louis, and there's no White Castles where I'm from, and I see my first White Castle, and there is a line around the drive-thru 24 hours a day. Like, I've never seen anything like it. So I'm like, go up to a local St. Louisan. What is the deal with White Castle? Is it just the greatest food ever? No, it's terrible. Never eat it. You know, that's what they say. And I was like, do you eat White Castle? They're like, oh yeah, I eat it all the time, but you should never eat it, you know? I just become more and more perplexed, and still every day I'm driving past this White Castle, and every day there is a line, and so eventually I talk to an Iowan who's been to a White Castle to get some perspective, and he says, well, if you're ever kind of drunk and you just want to eat some crap and go to bed, go to White Castle. White Castle, feel free to use that as a slogan if you would like. Lo and behold, I'm kind of drunk and I want to eat some crap and go to bed. So I drive to the White Castle, and this is, you know, I don't know, 1 a.m. in Maplewood, St. Louis, and I get there and the drive-thru is closed. All right, now I'm an Iowan and I don't know shit. I don't know that if the drive-thru is closed, you should find another place with a drive-thru because it's 1 a.m. in St. Louis, you know, but I park my car and I get out and I start happily walking to the White Castle. I mean, I'm excited. How can I not be? I've seen people eat this food constantly. Oh, and the other thing is that my job at the time is I'm working as a paid activist and I'm going door to door raising money. So my social skills are kind of heightened, you know, I'm ready for anything. So there's a guy walking out of the White Castle and he looks like your average high school volleyball coach. You know, he's got like the shorts on with the double snaps and he's got a couple big sacks of 10 and he just walks right up to me. He's like, how's it going? And I'm like, oh, it's going awesome. I've never been to White Castle in my life. I'm about ready to get some White Castle. I mean, I said something very similar to that. And he's like, oh, that's great. White Castle's great. You know, are you new in town? Oh, yeah, just moved to St. Louis, you know. I got an idea, he says. How about you go inside, get some White Castle. We'll go back to my place. We'll eat our White Castle together. And I'm like, oh, no, that's okay, sir. I think I'll get my own White Castle, you know, just have my own, do my own thing. And he's like, all right, well, have a good night. And he reaches out and he grabs my nuts. He caresses them. He cups them. It was a skillful grope, you know? And I let out a yelp. I'm like, yelp, yelp. But I don't let it faze me because I've been getting face-to-face trauma with my activism job and I just wander into the White Castle, you know? So I'm there and there's a line because there's a drive-thru. There's a guy in front of me and he is hitting on all of the White Castle ladies, like blatantly. Now, I love White Castle and God bless the ladies of White Castle, but let's just say they're not the most generally the most physically appealing. And let's say these particular ones were straight up horrifying. Like, I can't even believe this guy's hitting on them. And he turns around to me and he's like, oh, hey, man, how are you doing tonight? How are you doing? You having a good time? And I was like, well, I'm having an okay time. I'm really excited about this whole White Castle experience. But some guy just grabbed my in the parking lot. And he's like, welcome to the big city. And he turns right back around. And he's like, how about you? You want to go back to my place? Let's do it, you know? So he allows me to cut in front of him in line because he's got other business at hand. And now there's just one more person in front of me in line, and it's a fat man in overalls, like overalls and a plaid shirt, like stereotypical farmer attire. And he's got his hand out and he's gesturing to everyone, everyone in line, everyone in the staff. And everyone's like, oh, no, sir. No, thank you. Oh, no, no. And he turns around and he holds his hand out to me. And inside of his hand are two large blue pills that say Viagra. And so he's not ordering. So I go to the front of the line. They're like, what do you want? I'm like, I'll take the number one. Like, I didn't even look. I'm like, I know there's got to be number one. I got my number one. I got out there and went in my car. And literally, I laughed. I laughed alone in my car for like 10 minutes. I mean, I was not traumatized by this incident. I don't know why. I've been traumatized by less.
You've been listening to The Dave Good Show.
Anyways, this whole conversation makes me want a slider.